Boy, tough story. But, you know, much happier faces in the Boston area, where they are just dealing with an embarrassment of riches in the sports world. The NBA Finals are going back to Boston for a Game 6 tomorrow night. Boston can do nothing wrong in sports, it seems, unless you're talking about the Super Bowl. But that's another story. Anyway, Kobe Bryant scored 25 points, and Lamar Odom added 20 points and 11 rebounds last night. The Lakers had a 103-98 win over Boston. It cuts the Celtics series lead to 3-2, but they could win the finals in the next game. Takeaway sports contributor Maggie Haskins joins us now. Maggie, the Lakers really had an enormous lead from the beginning, and it was difficult to see how the Celtics would win even early on in that game. How did the Lakers do it?
Well, John, in a lot of ways it was similar to Game 4. The Lakers came out on fire, up-tempo, exactly the kind of basketball that got them to the best, you know, record in the West this year. But once again, you know, the Celtics are the better defensive team all around. The Lakers have to make a much greater effort to sort of stop the other team. And it just, it was strange because Kobe Bryant did lead with 25 points. But I would actually put sort of, if there was a player of the game for the Lakers, I would say it was Pau Gasol. He had 19 points and 13 rebounds. Granted, Kevin Garnett was in a little bit of foul trouble, but Kobe didn't really shoot well from the floor, once again, which he also struggled with in Game 4. So that allowed the Celtics back in. And in some ways, it was a bit more of a Celtics loss than a Lakers win.
Yeah, I was surprised that the score was that close after watching the first period. You know, when after the success of the Red Sox last year and what seemed like the juggernaut of the Patriots during football season, Boston fans were just assuming that the Patriots would win, and there was this incredible arrogance and a sense that we can do no wrong.
That's subjective.
I was there up at MIT. I mean, it was just that way.
I was there too.
But
they
faltered. The Patriots faltered. I'm wondering if the fans in Boston are a little more cautious about what could happen in the next game with the Celtics in the NBA Finals.
I think they have to be a little bit more cautious, if only because as much flack as he gets, Kobe Bryant is on the floor. He is that game changer. He does require such attention. But I do believe that they were a little bit caught up in their success in the moment, and the Giants' victory in the Super Bowl certainly knocked them back a little bit. But I would say in some ways, you know, Celtics fans are a bit of a different breed. They felt like sort of shut out from some of the success for the, you know, past 20 years when they were used to being the best team in the NBA. And so here's an opportunity to win at home. So I think that's part of the reason why the Celtics came out sluggish last night.
Well, not only that, Maggie, I think you could probably argue, right, that there's been a trend here. I mean, L.A. has come out pretty strong in each one of these games, and the Celtics have had to work their way back. So it's interesting that there was a huge spread, but by the end of the game, the Celtics only lost by 5 points, and now they're going home where they've been real successful in winning throughout the season.
Well, not only throughout the season, but they've only lost one playoff game at home, and they've played, oh, I can't even do the math right now, but so they're unbelievably successful at home. So that's a no-brainer. Also, something interesting that was a trend, well, the Lakers broke a trend last night, was they actually won the third quarter in a matchup. In the first four games, the Celtics outscored the Lakers just in the third quarter, 116-73. So last night, it was 24-18, which really is what allowed the L.A. to stave off another Celtics return. So that's got to be a good takeaway for Los Angeles. But the end of the game was fairly ugly for both teams in a lot of ways. Kevin Garnett missed two key free throws that could have tied the game with less than a minute left. It was a slow ending to a close and good game.
So if the Lakers are on their game in a big way and can take it deep into the lineup, they'll probably win this, but if the Celtics are as good as they always are at home, the Lakers really don't have a chance.
Yeah, I would err on the side of the Celtics for a couple reasons. One, their just entire team and their bench is a lot deeper and more mature and more used to this atmosphere. You've got sort of Paul Pierce, who I have to say must be enjoying this, because not only has he been in Boston for the past 10 years and heard, it was better when, but he's absolutely been the most valuable player on either team this series.
Well, Pierce certainly has stepped up in the playoffs, that's for sure.
And then also, I mean, their bench is deeper. You look at somebody like Sam Cassell, who was released by the Los Angeles Clippers. He's 38 years old. He's a veteran. But every time he gets in the game, he does something.
Well, we'll leave it with the bench there. Maggie, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Maggie Haskins, Takeaway Sports contributor, talking about the Celtics-Lakers. Jack can't handle the truth.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.